Thanks for coming in, Mr. Downer.
It's a pleasure.
And how did you fare today when you appeared before the Cole Commission into the Iraq wheat scandal?
Oh, I can't remember exactly. Oh, sorry, I was thinking of something else. No, I thought it went very well. I mean, the commentators all said that I looked relaxed and confident, and the questions weren't all that hard.
Not even the ones about the biggest case of government corruption in Australia's history. You seem to have a lot of trouble remembering the matter.
Look, I'm a busy man. I'm the foreign minister. I don't have time to read diplomatic cables.
Of course, you mean those cables warning that the Australian Wheat Board paid $300 million in kickbacks to Saddam Hussein in breach of United Nations food for oil sanctions.
Yes, they're the ones. I have no specific recollection of them at all.
Can you see that some people might find it curious, Mr. Downer, that the Foreign Minister is too busy for diplomacy?
Oh, I think most Australians think I'm doing a fantastic job. I certainly do.
Yes, but didn't those warnings begin as far back as January 2000? I mean, that's 6 years ago.
I can't remember ever receiving them.
They were addressed to you, Mr. Downer.
No, I have no memory. I mean, no specific memory, that is, of them at all. Mind you, I was on holidays at the time.
Oh, yes, and where did you go?
The UAE. It's a top spot.
I'm sure it is. Well, do you remember telling Parliament in February this year that of course you would have read cables that the Australian Wheat Board was paying bribes to Iraq, disguised as trucking charges? Doesn't that contradict evidence to the inquiry today?
Not at all. No. But there's no contradiction here. Let me just say this. This entire thing is simply a Labour Party beat-up. You must remember that as Foreign Minister, I have to be very careful about what I remember.
Some might say selective, but let's move on. Wasn't the whole point of your appearance before the inquiry today for the Commission to find a minister, one minister, who could remember anything at all about this scandal? I mean, breaking US sanctions by giving Iraq $300 million to buy guns is serious stuff, don't you think?
Well, I remembered where to go, you know. I mean, where the Commission was sitting, I remembered that. Oh, and the time.
Perhaps your spokesman reminded you. After all, he was the one who put out a news release today saying that there was no contradiction between what you told Parliament in February and what you said today.
That's right, so he did. And if my spokesman said that I didn't do it, well, that's good enough for me. I can't see why it isn't good enough for you.
Because he's not the minister, Mr. Downer. Aren't you in charge of the department?
Of course I am. I'm the foreign minister. It says so on my stationery. But let me just say this. You clearly don't understand how Canberra diplomacy works. It's my spokesman's job to provide answers to the really tricky questions. It's what the Australian people expect, I seem to remember.
Look, maybe this is an example of failing to front up yourself to the allegation.
No, I find that a rather crude and... But essentially, yes, that's how it works.
I'm sure it does. Could we turn now to the matter of the note you wrote in the margin of one of those cables concerning wheat sales to Iraq? You wrote, "This worries me. We need to know more about the wheat board pricing."
Certainly. I sent it on to the Foreign Affairs Department.
And what did they do?
Not sure if I can remember what they did.
Did they reply?
Not that I recall, but let me say that I am very satisfied with the way things turned out.
Which is what? How did things turn out?
Which is that I can't recall.
Well, thanks very much for recalling to come in, Mr. Downer.
It's always a pleasure.
This is an MFM production written by Don Sharp, who appeared as the interviewer. Bob Tissot played the Australian Foreign Minister Alexander Downer, mixed by Warwick Fry.